Our third speaker is Coralie Bruntlett, who happens to be the daughter of Chris and Melissa. Coralie is the 12th. She's grown up on two wheels in Vancouver, experiencing how a cycling network can provide the freedom for her to move around the city. She's also been lucky enough to ride her bike in many other great cycling cities around the world. So please welcome Coralie.
I'll be talking about bikes, but something that'll set me apart, my age for sure. I'm 12, so I don't have as much experience as everybody else, yet I have more experience than most people in my age group. Vegetarian, no car, it really sets me apart from the rest. Everybody has a story, and mine starts here. Before, I thought I was normal to get around everywhere by bike. Eventually, I matured. I realized how different I was to everybody else. I realized that I wasn't like my friends and classmates. My family had a car when I was younger, but sold it. Bikes had and still have a huge impact on my life. I never signed up for it, it just happened. I remember the first time I rode my bike. It was 2011, I was 5, and I was so excited that I finally rode a two-wheeled bike. I was practicing for a few years, and after riding in and around my co-op, I started riding on roads. I was a little scared at first, but that was expected. Nothing much has changed since then when it comes to riding my bike. Nothing but the bikes I rode on. Now that my friends and I are older, we can ride alone. And that's great, but we rarely do. I know my friends and I would love to, but we could rarely find the time. I actually told my best friend about this presentation. She was so supportive. She's so supportive of everything. Bikes, healthy living, just like everyone else should. Sadly, it's not like that, but that's one of the reasons why I'm so included with what my parents do. I try to share what I do with my classmates and peers. You know what? I don't always ride my bike. But I usually ride things with two wheels, or walk. Whether it's on the back of a bike or riding a scooter, I always have fun doing it. Not always, but a lot of the times I do. Either way, I'm with friends or family, making memories, and that's what matters. I love this quote. It says, it's our choices that show who we truly are, far more than our abilities, J.K. Rowling. And this is my mini life motto. It's my choice to do these physical activities, no matter whether I was good at it or not. Each time we travel, I ride a bike, whether it's rented or someone else's. Recently, I went to Topino, and we decided to rent bikes. We spent the whole day traveling and riding on the beach. Then, we needed to eat, so we grabbed food from our place and rode to a beach for a picnic. Everyone had fun and forgot how much we rode our bikes. All that matters is that we hung out instead of staying on our phones and not communicating. And on to our cargo bike. We've had it for a few years now and done so many things with it. One example is bringing our Christmas tree home by cargo bike. It's sort of a family tradition now. And then for the talent show I had in my class, we brought a piano there and back in the cargo bike because we couldn't carry it. A lot of the times we use our cargo bike for grocery shopping, or another time when we rode our cargo bike to the symphony. The cargo bike has a lot of memories attached to it, so it'll be sad when we eventually have to sell it. But it's better to live in the present and not worry about the future. Biking is great. But you know what's even better? Biking in the Netherlands. I remember the first time we rode our bikes almost every day, and personally, I felt so free there. My dream is that every place will be just like the Netherlands. Everyone's so polite and knows what they're doing. They've got great infrastructure, and in some places, there are amazing canals. I remember riding along the canals with my family. We love it there and hope to go again sometime soon. Our passion for biking is a part of who we are. It's what brings us together, no matter the sun nor the rain. There's always a time for a ride. Lately, our winters have been pretty bad in Vancouver compared to others, so we can't ride as much on the icy paths. We'll go for a ride whenever we have the chance, but if not, we'll take transit and walk. It's pretty amazing, if you ask me. Now, compared to when I was younger, I'm more independent, mature, and grown up, though I rarely get the chance to show that. Today was a great time for me to show that. It was also a great time for me to show the biking perspective from a 12-year-old. I'm different, and I know that. But let's be honest, that's why I'm here.